FM 90.3 WJTL with Shine Bright Baby, Love Restores. It's now 12:27, and welcome to the lunch break. My name is John Shirk. One of the highlights of the summer at Junction Center Landis Hall is the upcoming Russ Taff concert, July 15th. That's a date to circle on your calendar. He's joining us right now on the phone to talk with us. Glad to hear from you today, Russ.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Did you do anything special on the 4th of July yesterday?
Well, I actually didn't. I wasn't out on the road this 4th of July, and so I was with my family in our little town, and we went to a little fireworks display in our little town, so it was fun to be home and to celebrate the holiday with them.
All right. Well, that's good. Now you're refreshed and you're ready to go. When I was a teenager, Russ, the Imperials were my favorite group. And I would have to say your vocals are probably one of the reasons. How did you get that opportunity to join the Imperials? What was your story?
Well, I had a little band in Arkansas my last year of high school. And we then when I got out of high school, we played together about two more years all over Arkansas. And we were trying to introduce more contemporary kind of music to our town, and contemporary music was just kind of starting to show signs of it. And what got me into it was trying to reach our high school for Jesus. And I went to my dad, who was pastor of this tiny little church out in the country, and I asked him if we could have a Monday night that none of the deacons and elders would come to. So our band, we were trying to reach our friends and our, you know, fellow students at our high school, and I kept after the principal for about 3 months to let us play at an assembly. And so he let us to do two songs, and I invited everybody out to our little church on a Monday night, and it was maybe 2 weeks later when it happened, and the church was full of teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew about three scriptures, and we gave an altar call, and I mean, the altars were just full. Mm. But we needed music for our generation, and it just really wasn't there. So we started taking like Beatles songs and rewriting the lyrics and you know, different ones like that, and our writing was pretty lame. We were just getting started. But we got a little better, and we wanted to promote a concert in our little town of Hot Springs, Arkansas, where I was living at the time. And, we raised money, but let me just say, during that time, we found out that this big revival was part of a bigger revival in the United States called the Jesus Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the year I graduated, about 85% of that student body had come to the Lord. And our main purpose was evangelism, but we wanted to bring a professional group to our town. And everybody, knew kind of the Imperials, and we were trying to introduce them to a younger generation, our generation. And so they let us do 20 minutes before they came on. And then we did a finale with them at the end. And it was so funny because it was my first time to be on stage with anybody that was, doing this full time and had a name and a record deal and all of that. So I had a friend of mine, and I asked him if he would take a picture. And I had one of those, kind of long, thin cameras that had the bulb on top with, mm-hmm. four that would turn and turn and turn.
Yeah.
And I asked him, Now take a picture when I'm up there with these guys. And he was very shy, but he did. He jumped up and took one picture and sat back down. And I was trying to get his attention to take more pictures, but he was too embarrassed to stand back up. So the next day I ran to like Kmart, and it took like 5 days or a week to get it back. And when I found that picture, it was nine guys waist down. I was like, oh no, my one time to be on stage with a famous group, and it's nine guys waist down.
So your face didn't even get on it, huh?
No, it was just nine guys from their waist down. That's Armin's legs and Dave Whitt's leg. I mean, Sherman Andrus' leg, Carrie. But I left the group after a while. We were both like eight. I mean, all of us were like 18, 19 through there. And I went to work for this evangelist called Jerry Savelle. And it was the first time that I had really spent time just, you know, studying God's word and getting it in my heart. And Jerry was just a great preacher teacher. And so for 2 years, you know, he just poured into me, poured into me. Mm. And then I, one day out of the blue, and I'm not in Arkansas anymore, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, and I get a phone call from one of the Imperials, Joe Mascayo, and he said, "We remembered you from 2 years ago." And he said, "Would you be interested in driving to Nashville and auditioning?" And so I thought about it for a while, you know, and I talked to Tori, we were engaged, and I talked to Jerry, the evangelist, and I drove to Nashville, and I rehearsed with them, and they hired me that night, but it was just out of the blue. I mean, I wasn't out knocking on doors. I wasn't trying to get to Nashville, you know. I was actually just really trying to serve the Lord and get to know him. And just out of the blue, I get this call. So at 22 years old, I moved to Nashville and started singing with the Imperials.
You apparently left a memorable impression on them. Must have been the picture, Ross.
Yeah, I think so.
apparently, it was more than just the picture. As time went on, your picture would be taken with those guys, and more professional pictures at that. But you've recorded so many memorable songs with the Imperials. What would you say is the song that you get the most requests for from the Imperial days?
Well, you know, all these years later, and it's still just as powerful as it ever was, is "Praise the Lord."
Mm. Yeah.
And that has been like a signature song for me over the years. And you know, just that message that the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people, which means, you know, one of the translations that says he lives in the praises of his people. So, you know, and as we praise, it goes up and it kind of passes through the throne room and God and our Jesus infuses it with power, and then it comes back down to us full of life and healing and happiness and encouragement and joy. And there's just this continual cycle as we praise God and glorify him. And, you know, even in hard circumstances, you know, I know several years ago they did a biopsy on me, and I had 2 weeks to wait for the biopsy to come back. And the diagnosis, if it was positive, was pretty scary. And so for 2 weeks, I had to make a decision. Am I going to trust God with whatever comes, or am I going to let fear just absolutely destroy me? And I used this song, you know, mm-hmm. "Praise the Lord, he can work through those who praise him. Our God inhabits praise. The chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they'll drop powerless behind you if you praise him." And I sing that song to myself, I don't know how many times through those 2 weeks. But, you know, after 2 weeks, the report came back, and I was a fortunate one. It was negative. But you get serious about what you believe,
yeah,
and how you believe and who Jesus is when you're faced with a situation that's so much bigger than you.
And that's really interesting. Because God was working through your voice to minister to so many people through that song. And when you face your moment of crisis, here that song is coming back to you in the form of ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was, you know, as far as just requested songs, of course, people want to hear from the Imperials days, you know, "Trumpet of Jesus" and "I'm Forgiven."
Yeah.
And then, and others from that time. Then, you know, through my solo years, they want to hear "I Cry" and "We Will Stand," "You're My Brother," "You're My Sister."
Yeah.
And then going up through my solo years to my Gaither Vocal Band years, and then years with Gaither. And there's so many good songs through there. And through a concert, I pull from all those different periods of my life, mm-hmm. That you know, just great songs came out of all of it.
Do you have a song? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's all. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, do you have a certain song of those maybe that you listed, or maybe there's one that you haven't identified yet, that you would say, yeah, that's my life song. That's the one that really gives my testimony.
Well, these last couple of years, you know, there's always songs through your life. You know, I remember back in the 80s and going through a very hard time, a very hard time. And you know, there's just times through your life that, you know, it's not your dad's God or it's not the church's God, but it's, you know, it has to become your God. And I was at a very low place in my life of, you know, my heart was broken and my life was just hanging by a thread, it felt like. And this song came along called I Still Believe, you know, through the pain, through the heartache, through the tears, through the lies, through the storms. I still believe that Jesus is real and that he loves me. But, you know, in the last couple of years, and you know, on the Gaither stage, I've been doing this song. It's an old Gladys Knight song called, you know, Best Thing Ever Happened to Me. And the Reverend James Cleveland, the black gospel minister and choir director, rewrote the lyric. And I heard Gladys Knight do that version at Coretta Scott King's funeral, and it just says, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, if anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'll be there between each line of pain and glory, because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And just far as my testimony goes, right now, you know, 2017 in July, that is the song that's kind of my story right now. Mm-hmm. And of course it changes every year, every couple of years, but I don't know, that song still moves me and motivates me. And you know, and it's a heart cry when I sing it.
I'm speaking with Russ Taff. He's coming to the Junction Center Landis Hall Saturday, July 15th. Tickets are available at 717-459-3701 or by clicking the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Russ, are you working on any new projects?
Yes, I've been in the studio the last 8 months working on a new project that has got new material on it and some older material on it, and it's but I'll be doing a few new things at the concert, just trying. The record won't be out for another 3 months, but just trying out some new songs on the audience to kind of get a feel how they feel you know, singing them live, because a lot of times you're in the studio and you know it feels real good in there, and but getting it out in front of people and testing it in front of people just to see how the Holy Spirit will use that to minister, or how an audience reacts to that lyric or that music. It's always a great thing to do. So I ask the audience's indulgence for the concert to allow me to do a couple of new things, just to let them hear them and decide for themselves if they like it or not. But so yes, I'll be doing some new stuff off this new record.
And sonically, what would it sound like? Because you've had a pop phase and you've had a country phase in your solo career.
Well, it's a little more, I mean, it's more on the contemporary side.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know, it's kind of where my heart has always been. And when I say contemporary, I mean more of you know, chord progressions and styling and stuff like that, where, you know, I grew up when I was younger, you know, Southern gospel was all there was. There was no contemporary Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
But through the years, I liked the a little more, you know, stronger music, bass, drum, guitars, and letting the instruments talk also, you know, besides just my voice. So this new record is would be labeled more in the contemporary vein.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of going back to the 80s a bit. So but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a really, really good record.
Well, thank you, Russ. I really have enjoyed talking with you this afternoon. Russ is coming to the Junction Center Landis Hall Saturday, July 15th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at 717-459-3701 or by going to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. And Russ, you're a Christian music pioneer. You have paved the way for others to follow. Christian music would not be where it is today without the contribution of groups like the Imperials and vocalists like you. So we are so very grateful for the many memorable songs you've recorded, and God has used that to stir us to a deeper faith. So we thank you for that, and we look forward to your concert appearance Saturday, July 15th.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Here is, I'll tell you what, since you touched upon the Praise the Lord song, we're going to go back to the archives from 1979. Here's the Imperial.